Welcome to Sensibly Cynical. My name is Sean, and with me yet again is Frank Jag. What's going on, Frank?
What's up, Sean? I gotta ask you a serious question.
Yeah, what's
that? Do you hate me?
No, I don't hate you. Then why
do you always give me something I'm allergic to when I come to your house?
Because, I mean, I think...
You just like to see me in pain, don't you?
No, I'm just saying. I mean, I'm not gonna let your, gluten bullshit ruin a shot, you know, or a beer.
Oh, that's I'm sorry, my allergies to gluten, you don't find them...
What, burden to your
social?
Yeah,
I'm sorry they burden you so much.
No, I mean, what's a shot, you know what I'm trying to say?
Like, oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, so anyway, now that we're done with that, now we've got to his deep hatred, he hasn't admitted it yet, but we know it's there.
I mean...
So, Sean, I just bought a motorcycle.
Yeah? What's the brand?
It's a Suzuki Boulevard C50.
Yeah, I have no idea. CCs, I have no idea anything about bikes.
See, it's a little big of a bike, but I like it. It's a nice bike. I'm really happy about it.
Have you had a chance to ride it long distance? Or
no,
just...
I haven't yet. I only got it Wednesday, so I only been able to get on it once.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the weather, you probably would have fucking rode it here.
Yeah, probably. You know, the thing about the weather is it downpours every day in Florida.
Yeah.
Completely downpour.
Well, I didn't know it was gonna be a big storm until like 3:30 in the morning. I got a fucking alarm from my phone saying flood warning. I'm like, I'm trying to fucking sleep.
Yeah, I knew.
And you're giving me a flood warning?
I knew it was gonna storm bad and that we're down here in the Panhandle.
Right.
And,
yeah.
So
we've had 60 something episodes. I'm sure they know where we're at.
I knew it was gonna flood because I wanted to go hiking today and God was like, fuck you.
Yeah, so pretty much, man.
I didn't go hiking today. So anyway, yeah, so I've been reading, too.
Yo, you gotta check out that state park that's right down the road from me now, man.
Really?
Yeah, Milton, they have a state park. I forgot the name of it, but it's pretty nice. But there's like there's like a mile, you park and whatever, and obviously you park. And then you walk down like a mile paved. It's the only thing I like about it is paved.
Really?
Which it's not with the bullshit I'm used to, you know, where you gotta go through, you know, marked trails and shit.
You've been airdropped places, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been airdropped in Alaska and shit. So it's kind of pussified, but... Well, I want to run it.
Listen,
I want to run
Sean,
this shit.
Sean, parks, like we all know...
They're pussified versions of real shit.
Parks, their purpose is for kids to do drugs in. They're not for outdoorsy people.
Yeah,
they're just
beer.
For places for kids to do drugs in. That's why they're
this
there.
This is a good beer, man. But like Platinum, not the regular bullshit.
Oh,
Platinum.
Look at you. It's extra calories. It's extra calories.
Well, the reason why I'm drinking it, it's 6%.
Like
it's 6% ALC, you know?
Look at that, you're a badass.
Man, it's good to be back on the
I'm
show,
drinking
man.
Whiskey.
It's good to be back on the
Bud
show.
Bud Light Platinum, okay. Anyway.
I miss shooting the shit with you, bro. You know, it's been like over a month, so.
Yeah, you know, I blocked your calls. I'm just kidding.
We went on a hiatus.
Anyway. So yeah, I've been reading too, man. I've been reading this book about Donnie Brasco. You know who Donnie Brasco is?
No clue.
He's an undercover FBI agent that went...
Oh, okay.
That went, He went deep into the mob. Now, the thing about it is, I don't understand cops. Because cops, you know, I think their job is to go and stop crime, right? And then when they go undercover, they get involved with these people undercover, and they bust them.
Right. I mean, that's the gimmick. You ever seen Live PD and cops? I mean,
right. But Donnie Brasco, when he went undercover, he went so undercover, like he was eating dinner with these people at their house with their wives.
Oh, for
sleeping
real?
On their couch. He was the best man at one of their weddings.
Oh, shit, that's crazy.
He was giving their kids life advice. They used to think it was Uncle Donnie. One of the captains in the Bonanno family actually said before, like, he turned him into the police, was like, Donnie, I'm the only one you're the only one I could trust. So if anything happens to me, I want you to make sure my kids and my wife are okay, and they get the money that they deserve. And then Donnie turned him over to the FBI. The dude's a real dirtbag, I gotta be honest with you. Anyone that's ever read the book, dude, listen, we've all watched our share of porn, but I gotta say, Donnie Brasco, Joe Pistone, biggest dick in the world.
I'm debating whether I want to say something.
About what?
When you're saying the word porn, I feel like it's a burden sometimes.
You don't like the word porn?
No, I do like the word porn. But, you know, it's just, it's like a burden sometimes. I feel like I have to watch
porn,
it.
Porn is a burden.
Yeah.
No, it's weird.
It's like a burden. I have these urges or whatever, and it's like, fuck, not again. And then I gotta, I'm afraid I got like a virus on my computer from looking at it so much. It's like, fuck.
Well, it's better than having a virus
But then I remember at the movie Wolf of Wall Street, where the guy, remember the scene with, remember the beginning scene with, what is it, Matthew McConaughey? You ever seen that movie?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Where it's like you gotta bust one off before you go to Wall Street? I wonder how much that shit's true.
I mean, probably to a certain extent. I mean, you see in that movie they did a lot of cocaine, and studies show that, you know, a lot of cocaine use the same endorphins that you release when you do cocaine is the same that from when you make a lot of from people that get high off making money. So really, the two are almost coincide with each other. But about porn, back to porn.
I feel like that was the craziest shit I've ever said on the show.
Do you know that? did you ever watch the Ted Bundy tapes?
I think.
Is that Netflix?
No, I haven't had a chance to get around to it, man. I got my new place, you know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't had a chance to watch Netflix.
I get it. Lately. Hard.
Well, I mean, I'm lazy as shit, but it looks. My mom helped me out.
Yeah, it looks good. I gotta say, Sean, I very rarely say anything nice to you, and I gotta say that you did a good job.
I mean,
you
my mom hooked me up with stuff, but you know,
I did a good job.
Yeah, I mean, shit looks legit, man.
It does.
900 square feet for six something. I mean.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with
but
that.
But it's in the woods, that's why.
Oh, that's... some people like being in the woods. I like being in the woods.
Yeah, but anyway. But, I mean, the margins are, you know, you get more bang for your buck. Is that what they say?
Absolutely.
Rather than the city?
Absolutely. And it's hard calling Pensacola a city, but yeah.
I mean, it is.
It's kind of like a city.
It is a city.
Kind of like a city. There's a lot more hood than there is...
What do you mean kind of? I feel like anyone that has a minor league hockey team is a city. You know?
Yes. Small city, yeah. But
and baseball team, the Wahoos, I mean.
Right. Well, back to Ted Bundy, though. So, Ted Bundy says that, you know, he's a serial killer, he killed a bunch of women.
Right.
He said that on death row, but talking to other people, he realized that they watch porn, too.
Oh, so really?
He thinks these people that are violent...
What
people,
a shocker, Frank.
These violent serial killers, he thinks porn is what causes violent serial killers.
I've always wondered that, though. Like,
but
when
I'm
you're
pretty
in jail,
sure everyone watches porn, no, so I don't think it has anything to do... I think some people, serial killers, are just people that watch porn... That became
I've kind of wondered
killers.
About. I've kind of wondered about that.
Because
like
people watch porn, become they don't become violent serial killers.
Like I always wondered about that. Like people that are in jail, how do they watch porn? I mean, I feel like that'd be the hardest thing for me. Would be like, how can they got like? How do they watch porn in jail? Like, do they get nudie mags? You know, infiltrated by their
probably.
Guests.
They also fuck other inmates. So.
Well, I mean, I mean, you're probably legit, man. I mean,
they fuck other inmates.
Oh, for real?
And I'm sure they get their...
And this podcast takes a turn.
I'm sure they get their fix because, I mean, you know, you bribe enough guards, you get what you want.
I wonder what our audience from California will think about this podcast. Which is like 80% of our client...
Well,
or not clientele, but...
Speaking of California, I've been reading another book, too. Mm-hmm. It's You Can't Hurt Me by David Giggins.
Something like that, right?
He's a Navy SEAL, and it's about You Can't Hurt Me. It's about overcoming shit and being stronger and personal growth. And I gotta tell you, the guy's kind of mentally weak, to be honest with you. I think he's mentally weak. Like, it's supposed to be about mental strength, and I guess he becomes mentally strong. But I feel like he's a lot mentally weak. He started off a lot mentally weaker than most people did. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel
and
you,
so
man.
A lot of
I mean,
are like, yo, this guy, David Giggins, he's strong. And don't get me wrong.
Blah, 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 blah.
He's tough and strong. But I just feel like, you know, I feel like he could have been so much stronger.
Is he stronger than Al Pacino in Scarface?
I mean, the dude runs 100 miles a day, so.
Al Pacino was shit in that movie, though.
Yeah, but Giggins, and You Can't Hurt Me, he runs 100 miles a day. So I think he's tough. Don't get me wrong, he's a tough SOB. Yeah. He's tough, a lot tougher than me. So mentally, he's not, he just figured out a lot of things that
right.
other people haven't, we'll call them liberals. Haven't figured out. You know what I mean?
Liberals.
So,
Frank, your favorite word.
So, you know, it's a good book, but I just think I'm not as impressed as everyone else is with his accomplishments.
Well, speaking of...
Which, again, are accomplishments I could never have, but I just don't think they're as impressive as other people say.
Yeah. Well, let's go back to Netflix. Do you like how Netflix is going gearing towards, they do a lot of documentaries on jail life and stuff. Do you think that's a good angle for them?
Well,
it's been working. It's been working on downloads. I mean,
I'm gonna be honest with you. I mean, I think that's good.
They've been going like creepy shit.
If you want a kid, like, I mean, it's best to watch those with your significant other because, I mean, like, let's be real. I mean, a lot of them suck, and you're gonna fuck.
You ever seen I Am a Killer? On there?
Yeah, it was horrible.
That shit's crazy,
it was awful.
Bro.
It was awful.
That shit's crazy.
It was not good.
Yeah,
Black Mirror's been pretty popular, and I Am a Killer's pretty popular. The Ted Bundy tapes are good. Did you see the comedy with Zac Efron? Zac Efron played helped Ted Bundy.
Like I said, man, I haven't done diligence on Netflix consumption lately.
Like I gotta say though, this is gonna be the second compliment in this podcast, and that's not normal. But
yeah.
I gotta say, Last Chance University was a good one. Last Chance University. So thank you.
I know you wouldn't have watched. You wouldn't have watched that shit. Neither was Scarface. You probably wouldn't have watched that either on your streaming.
Scarface was good, but the Netflix I'm watching, Last Chance University, that was a real good one.
And some of those guys got drafted, I think they said. I think really? one guy got drafted, and I forgot what round he did. And some of those guys are getting drafted. I mean, you know.
Yeah, and they're like a lot like that Goggins guy I was talking about. They were mentally weak, and they through adversity got stronger. And it's a beautiful story to see that happen to someone.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. I mean, Netflix. I like how Netflix is their price point isn't too crazy. You know, I mean, it's pretty legit for the amount of content you get too.
I was actually watching a good documentary, non-biased documentary, showed both arguments on the Civil War. It was actually pretty good. Never.
Hey, Frank, I got a story real quick. Or an idea. So what do you think about all these channels doing these original content? I mean, you got YouTube. You know, I just signed up for CBS All Access.
Yeah.
Listen to this story. I got a good story. I haven't told our people yet. Our people, Frank. We have people. followers. Given 90% of them are from the state of California. But still, thanks for our ad to Teaspoon of Healing. Shout out. But anyways, so this story, right? So I was like, shit, I'm moving to a new place here, right? My income is, you know, it's all right, but whatever. It could be better. But anyway, so I'm like, I don't have money. What am I going to do? I'm going to do CBS All Access. So it's basically, it's $6 a month, right? And you get the CBS News live streaming. You get regular CBS. You get basically, most shows content going back, like you get all 38 seasons of Survivor, which that's been awesome. But you get all the old school shows and stuff. They even bring back old shows from, like, you get the whole library of I Love Lucy and Happy Days. So I'm just saying, Frank. And then they got, like, you know, all the crime shows and shit.
Yeah, I mean,
for $6. I mean, what do you think about channels doing that?
I think it's good. I think they cut out the middleman. These cable companies are insane. These cable companies, the things they make you pay for, they're jacked up prices for this, that, and the other thing. It's insane. And I think, you know, picking and choosing the channels you want to watch, buying their apps, and instead of getting all these crazy channels, just buying those apps and watching the channels directly, to cutting out the middleman.
I mean, it's kind of legit. I mean,
I think that's I really do think that is a good thing, and I really think
what's really cool is, Frank, what's really cool about their sports channel is that they promote that they're a streaming. So you can only get a streaming. So they promote that. And that's smart. Because they say they're the number one streaming sports channel. Which that's real. Whoever's in charge of that is really smart. You go for that angle because that's the future. It's streaming. That's what ESPN's been getting hit, you know, with most of their programming. They've been changing up streaming too. I mean, ESPN Plus and everything, you know. So I like that angle from CBS. I'm actually enjoying it, you know. Granted, I'm getting a month free because I threatened to quit, but but still, I mean, when the month comes up, I'm actually leaning towards re-upping. Maybe I'll threaten to quit again and see if I can get another month. But but no, for real, man, I recommend it, bro. And I'm not even getting paid for this ad. I recommend CBS All Access. It's legit, man.
Yeah, I mean, there's a
Mom,
lot.
My other favorite show, Mom, I get that.
CW's app is actually free, believe it or not. A lot of options.
By the way, I just saw the season finale of Mom, bro. Bonnie got married behind Chrissy's back. Can you believe that?
Yeah, absolutely.
She stopped her and I forgot his name. The husband in the wheelchair. They got married just because they were complaining about, well, why haven't you gotten married yet? And then they were like, and then they went on back at him. And then they were complaining back and forth and they stopped at a chapel in Las Vegas, bro. And Chrissy got all whiny and shit, like, why don't you include me, blah, blah, blah. So they had a bullshit wedding at the end. You know, even though they're already married, they had one for all the girls and shit. That shit was great, bro. By the way, sorry. Yeah, I had to do a quick Mom season finale review.
Give
us something to put in the description of the show. You know?
That's not abnormal. I mean,
what, getting married in chapels? I mean,
yeah, and doing it behind your family's back so they can't come. I mean, lots of people do that. It's very normal.
Really?
Absolutely.
Would you do it?
No, I would never do it. No.
No, I would never do it either.
But a lot of people do it.
So it's sorry to get on that. I'm just saying.
Plus, I want an excuse to pay for Top Shelf bars, open bar. I mean,
Top Shelf, like Bud Light Platinum. I'm drinking now. That's kind of Top Shelf.
No,
it's not.
No,
it's not Top Shelf.
No.
I mean,
no.
That's debatable. It's Bud Light's top shelf.
No.
Beer. No? You don't think it's top shelf?
I'm talking about Johnny Walker.
Pepe. Oh, like that bar that's downtown Pensacola that charges like $10 a pour?
Right.
Kind of like that shit?
Right.
Anyways, what else do you want to talk about? Sorry.
So,
the beer's hitting me right now.
You just called Bud Light top shelf. I didn't
know. No, Bud Light Platinum. I didn't say Bud Light's top shelf. I said Bud Light Platinum is top shelf.
I don't even know if you know what top shelf means.
No, top shelf means shit that is like legit. No, it means
top shelf of liquors.
This is expensive. This is $9 for six of these.
I'm talking about Pappy. I'm talking about...
like Don Pop... What is it? Don...
Glenovich.
No, isn't there a... Never
Johnny
mind.
Walker.
No, I'm talking... Yeah, I'm talking about like expensive vodkas too, right? You're talking about expensive vodkas?
Grey Goose.
Now, let's debate this. Absolutely. Let's debate what's top shelf and what's not. I'm going to give you a couple brands.
I don't even know what top shelf is.
I'm going to give you a couple brands of alcohol, and you're going to tell me if that's top shelf. Absolute. Is that top shelf? No, see, now that's debatable, right?
Grey Goose is top shelf.
Absolute. Is it or no?
Grey Goose is top shelf.
I think Absolute's top shelf, because if you say vodka, they don't give you a great Absolute at the bar. It's anything that you don't get, like, let's say you do rum and coke, right? That's like you say, sometimes when you go to a bar, you go rail, right? And some bars that you've been to don't know what rail is. I feel like anything that's not on the rail is top shelf.
No, that's not true at all.
Am I wrong?
Rail is the bottom of the bottom. The bottom of the bottom, like shit you got out of the toilet or something.
So what about Patron? Is that top shelf?
Yeah, I mean, pretty top shelf, don't you think?
I mean, yeah. What about Gentleman Jack?
I wouldn't say so, no. Gentleman Jack's not top shelf, no. It's not Johnny Walker.
No, but... Anyways, let's talk about something else before, you know, we lose half of our viewership, which isn't saying much.
I'm glad we got to teach you what top shelf was, though.
Yeah, this is a good lesson.
I'm glad you got
I'll actually put that in the description when I edit it, too.
I'm sure you...
Frank gives me a lesson on top shelf.
I'm glad you got to learn something today.
Dude, this description on this episode is going to be awesome. Sean does a mom review and gets a top shelf lesson. It's going to be pretty awesome, bro. Anyways, what else are you going to talk about today?
Sean, do you even know where you are right now?
No, I do. I'm just saying.
So
we're having a good time. That's all. It's been a while since we've done this.
So I have a question. Every time someone bashes Trump, right, and I say they're wrong, why does like them, their friends?
No, you never said
their
it.
Mom's friends.
Yeah, but I've been impressed though.
They always tell me stupid.
No, Frank, I've been impressed though. Half of our guests haven't been Trump supporters, and you're cordial through the conversation. Like our boy Raj Sharma. He's not a Trump guy, but you were like, you stayed chill. You know what I'm saying? I give you credit.
I think he said that Trump supporters were stupid.
Yeah.
But
I was like, I went to you, bro, non-verbally. He's not going to listen to this anyways.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The thing about it is, just because someone has different views of you doesn't...
That's my point.
Who cares?
But I went like this, the cut sign. I was like,
I'm not going to attack someone because they have different views than me. But it's funny. Anytime someone says something and I say something positive about Trump... Everyone calls me stupid.
Frank, you're not dumb. You know his approval rating. I mean, actually, hasn't it improved?
It's like 46%.
Yeah,
it's 54% on the economy.
It's actually improved. Hold on, Frank. I gotta give me another beer.
It's actually higher than Obama's was at this point in his presidency.
Frank, hold on. I gotta give me another beer. Hold on.
But the thing about it is, anytime someone talks about Trump, anytime I talk about Trump, everyone calls me stupid. But I don't understand.
That's not true.
Everyone.
Well, I don't know. I haven't been around you in a while.
But the thing about it is, I don't understand how you could be stupid. The economy's through the roof. He's being hard on China. He wants to stop illegal immigration.
On China. That's what he says.
Yeah, he's hard on China. Wants to stop illegal immigration. Employment's at levels I didn't even know existed.
Sometimes.
I mean, the GDP growth is great. The economy's great. Manufacturing's coming back. I mean, porting that makes me stupid.
Well...
Then then call me mentally retarded.
Call me mentally retarded because
that is awesome.
Yeah, but sometimes the speeches he does isn't, I don't know. Some people think the speeches and his verbal skills are kind of lacking as a president.
So, I gotta be honest.
That doesn't help matters.
I gotta be honest with you.
That doesn't help matters.
If his speech bothers you to a point where you don't like him because of, you don't like his speeches, then I gotta tell you something. Maybe life isn't for you, man. Maybe life isn't for you.
No,
because honestly, that's what life is. People say things you don't like sometimes, and you got to deal with it
and look
at the real substance of it.
I'm actually kind of in the middle on him.
I'm not attacking you. I'm attacking people.
I'm not the person that, you know.
I'm not attacking anybody, really. I'm just saying people say things you don't like all the time. You just got to be cordial about it and see the results of who they are. Their actions speak who they are as a person. His actions are great, so I think he's great. That's all I'm saying. And I think that people don't think it. Maybe I don't know. Maybe they don't. Maybe they weren't equipped to be adults, living adults. I don't know.
Maybe yeah,
I'm just, that's all I'm saying.
So what do you So what else is on your mind, Frank? I know everything's going with legit, right? Your life right now, right? Your bike. Are you excited about riding it?
I'm pretty pumped about the bike.
Let's go back to that for a while.
I wish the weather could, you know, not rain all the time, so I could get on it a little bit and actually get it going. But I'm really excited about it. It was funny. One of my friends actually told me, I was talking about my bike. She goes, "I didn't actually know you could care about something."
Was that Chanel?
Yeah. She was like, "I didn't even know that you
could." Shout out to Chanel.
She said, "I didn't even know that you could care about other things as much as I actually care about anything, and you actually seem to care about this bike." I'm like, yeah.
Dude, the ratings on her podcast actually wasn't that bad.
I like this bike. I was actually, it rained and I didn't have my cover on it. It got wet, and I as soon as I got to it, I wiped it off. I'm like, this must be how people feel about their kids. Must be how people feel about their kids.
All right, so let's talk about, of course, the subject that we always talk about on this show. What do you think about everything going on with the with sports? You know, are you excited about? Well, by the time this gets recorded, we'll have an NBA final. So, what do you think about the teams that are in contention still? Game 7 is today, by the way, Frank. We're recording this on the day of,
right?
But when this gets released, it'll be over. But I'm just saying, what do you think about the Nuggets and the Raptors still being around? I mean, there's teams, fresh teams. I kind of like it. There's new teams, you know. I still think the Warriors are going to win it all. But it's good to see that there's new teams involved. I mean, true, the Raptors are only there because LeBron's in the West. Raptors would have lost again, but I'm kind of happy for the Raptors. You know, I have a buddy that's in Toronto, Frank. I don't know if I told you that. I have a friend that's in Toronto, and he's over the moon, man, on Kawhi. They took a gamble and got Kawhi in. Remember that? Kawhi Leonard. And they actually think he may resign. What do you think about that? The new teams.
If they win, he'll resign.
Mm-hmm.
If they make it to the finals, he'll resign.
Resign or resign? Resign. I'm just kidding.
If they make it to the finals. But right now, they got to make it out of the semis.
I mean, yeah, it should be interesting. I mean, you know.
The Toronto's got Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
So my sister's got a lot of young talent. I mean, it's a toss-up who wins tonight, you know? Toss-up.
Yeah, well, like I said, so by the time this gets released, it'll be over. Who do you got to win it all, though? I mean, hopefully we're not picking a team that gets eliminated tonight when this airs. That'd be funny. Knowing me, I'll pick the team that gets eliminated tonight. Knowing me.
I mean, you'd like to see Milwaukee win it, but... I mean, what can you
do? They're not going to... You're picking a team that didn't get eliminated tonight. That's kind of a...
Right.
It's kind of a cheap... I'll go on a limb. I'll pick a team that could get eliminated tonight. How about that?
All right.
I'll go with... Not to win it all. Like I said, I think the Warriors are going to win it all. But I'll pick a team that that I think could take the Warriors to 7. How about that? I think the Raptors could take the Warriors to 7. I kind of like the Raptors over the Bucks. It'd be interesting. I mean, they have that... It'll just be the battle of the reserve players. Who can support? It'll be like whose role players will play better, Giannis's role players or Kawhi's role players. You know, it'll be a battle of the benches, and I think the Raptors have an underrated bench. You know, so it should be interesting. I mean,
the thing about the Raptors is this is an American sport,
right?
Toronto's in Canada. I hate Drake.
No, but you got to give. Annoying. Sometimes you got to give credit to where it's due.
Drake is pretty annoying.
Why do you think Kawhi didn't want to go there? Because he felt the same way.
He hates Drake. I like Kawhi Leonard. If you say he hates Drake,
but you got to think about business though. I mean, his agent is probably telling him, "Hey, listen, they'll break the bank for you to stay." So you got to think about it. And doesn't Canada make more money due to their currency? Don't they make more in Canada? Or am I wrong? I thought they do. Anyways, it doesn't matter. But anyways, I could see him staying, even if they don't win it all, Frank. If they get to the finals, I think that he stays. But if they lose, like, let's say they get to the East Finals, right? And they lose, like, in 4 or 5, I think he's done. Because he'll be like, oh, well, this is the best the Raptors can do. But I feel like if they put a good effort, I think he stays. Does that make sense?
I think he wants to.
But if they get their ass handed to him by the Bucks, then I can see him dipping.
I think he wants to win a championship.
So why would he stay, period, then?
I think he probably goes to LA.
Because he wins it all, but he wins it all in Toronto, which is boring, probably, to him.
Winning it all is not boring, no matter
what. Yeah, but it's over.
What do you mean it's over?
when he decides where he stays or goes, that championship is in the past.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Right.
So he's gonna decide whether he can go to win it again.
When he can do it again.
Because his decision is after this title.
But if he wins...
You see what I'm trying to say, though?
If he wins it again, his legacy is that much stronger.
So you think that's what would... If they win it all, which it's I don't about think... His that, which we both think they won't, right?
If he wins it all...
You don't think he's going to win it all, right? You're not picking the Raptors?
No, but I'm saying...
Okay, me neither.
If he wins it all... Like it, and he can do it again. His legacy is that much stronger.
But all this could be for Mute. He could lose tonight.
Right.
So.
But I'm saying, you know.
Or today. We're doing this 2 hours before tip-off.
His legacy is strong, I think.
Oh, by the way, we are recording this on Mother's Day, Frank. So, I mean, a shout-out to all the moms listening to this. I know it's going to be belated Mother's Day, but.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
The mothers out there.
Exactly. This will be released shortly after. So,
absolutely.
So, anyways, anything else on your mind before we wrap this up? I mean, we're almost 30 in.
No, I'm ready. I think my sensible thought would be, that we talked about a lot of random topics today.
Right. This has been a conglomerate, I guess, a big word.
It's been a clusterfuck of a bunch of shit.
So it'd be interesting.
A lot of it has been about different books and different perspectives on
shows.
Things. A lot of things have been things on perspective today, and. My sensible thought is just always, never be closed-minded to different perspectives.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, my sensible thought is, damn, I miss recording this show. It's been fun. It's good to be back, Frank. And subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes. Yes, I am going to promote the show this episode. And shout-out to our friend. You know what? I have a special shout-out. I know we always say shout-out to Teaspoon of Healing. But I'll give them an extra shout out before this ad goes on. They've been promoting our show even when we haven't been recording, Frank. So I give them credit for that, and I thank Dawn for that, because they've been promoting our show without us even recording for a month. They do deserve credit for that, because she could have easily just said, "Oh, well, these guys aren't recording."
Absolutely.
But they're still promoting it. So Dawn, it's a sincere thank you.
Absolutely, thank you very much.
Speaking of A Teaspoon of Healing, their ad is on the way. Frank, aren't you excited for that?
Absolutely. Stay tuned to listen to A Teaspoon of Healing.
All right. Take care, everybody.
Hi, I'm Dawn Damari, host of A Teaspoon of Healing podcast. On my show, people share their healing journeys, and I chat with nutrition, wellness, and Reiki experts. You can find me on iTunes, Google Play, and wherever you get your podcasts, or go to my website, teaspoonofhealing.com.